Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Ayin Tes 179, as we continue with Parshas Metzora. We did yesterday the mitzvah of a Zav becoming Tamei, a man who has a certain emission that is considered a sickness. It's not a normal type of emission. It's not Shech Bazera, and that makes the Zav into somebody who is Tamei. So today's mitzvah is the Karbanos that he has to bring when he becomes Tahar from his Tumah. Mitzvahs Karban Zav Kishishra Pemizovo. The Torah tells us, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about Zav in general today as well, because we didn't get to finish yesterday. The Torah tells us that if a person becomes a Zav, and he has something, some type of Tumah coming out of him. So what are the halachas of a Zav? So number one, Kala Mishka Vashay Yishkav Alav Azav Yitma. Anything that he sits on becomes Tame. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Kala Kli Asher Yishkav Alav Yitma. And any Kli that he sits on. V'isha Asher Yigav Mishkavo. And a man who touches his Mishkav, Yechabes Begadav, has to wash his clothing, V'rachatz B'mayim V'tamei Ad Arev. And he's Tame. V'ha Yoshev Ala Kli Asher Yishkav Alav Azav. And anybody who sits on a Kli that a Zav sits on, Yechabes Begadav, Arev. He has to wash his clothing and he has to go to a mikveh himself and he becomes tameh. And anybody who touches his zav himself, Arev. So the chiddush here is the two psukim that we just read, and that is if somebody sits on something a zav sat on, somebody sits on a kli that a zav sat on, then he becomes tameh. Usually we know the rule is that an av hatumah that touches something, that the av makes it a rishon, and that a person who touches that cannot become tummy, because an Adam v'kelim can only become tummy from an av hatuma. And if an av hatuma makes something into a rishon, then a person cannot become tummy. So that's what Chazal learn out from these psukim. It's mefurish. You don't have to learn it out. It's mefurish that not only is something called, there's something called a zav himself, but there's something called a mishkav hazav. If you look back in yesterday's mitzvah, in Minchas Chinuch, in Kuf Ayin Ches, and Os Tes, he discusses this in Os Ches, Dina Mishkav Kenu, im azav chaveirav yoshvin al gav ha'even. If a zav sits on something, even without touching it, a zav has tumas maga. If a zav touches something, if a zav carries something, but if a zav sits on something, then even if he doesn't touch it, he makes everything under him tame. V'taktav yish elav matzo zutach azu, there are 1,000 mattresses that he's sitting on, im heim yuchadim l'mishkav l'moshav l'merkav, if they're usually sat on, like mattresses, like pillows, like a couch. Ouch. So then the halacha is those items become avos tumah themselves. This is one of the only exceptions, only two exceptions or so, to the rule of tumah going across and not going down a level. We have another exception, which Be'ez Hashem will get to in Parshas Chukas, called Cherev Harayhuka Chalal. If you have a sword that goes into somebody, metal, maybe not metal, but at least metal, so then that metal has the status of an avi avos hatumah, just like the corpse itself. That's one area, one place, one example where it goes across and not down. So here's the other one. Mishkav or Moshav Azov. If a Zav sits on something, then that item itself becomes an av hatumah. Where does this come up? It comes up based on a Rashi and a Rambam. If you look, the Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Os Tes Vav in yesterday's mitzvah. It's based on a Gemara in Bava Kama Samach Vav. The Gemara there has a limud that says Mishkavo Velo Hagazol. A Zav, based on our pasuk, makes his Mishkav Tame and not a stolen one. What does that mean, not a stolen one? Mishkav Velo Hagazol. So Rashi says there in Bava Kama Samach Vav Mabez, Gzeiras HaKasev Lohotziyas HaMishkav HaGazol She'ino Nasa Avatuma L'Tame Adam. So Gzeiras HaKasev, that a Mishkav HaGazol does not become an avatoma. Sounds like if you steal a couch from the Ganav or the Gazlan is a Zav, he sits underneath, does not make a Tameh. That's what the Rashi seems to say. That's what the Rambam seems to say. The problem is, why does that make sense? Tosfos has two kashas on Rashi. The first question is just two words. He quotes Rashi. Sheratza lomar, Mishkav gomer hu shel chaveiro, im gazlo, ein metami Mishkav Gzeiras HaKasevu, vizehu tema. And then he has another question. The first two words Tosfos just says is, I can't believe this. Tumah, usually, it doesn't matter. You don't say, Ein Adam Mitami Davar Sheino Shelo. If I have a dead body and I touch it to some of your property, then it makes it Tameh. If I have a sheretz and I put it onto your property, that's Tameh. Okay, it's Hezek Sheino Nikar, but it's Tameh. So here, why in the world would we say that if a Zav touches something, he makes it Tameh? It's not Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shelo. This is Tameh. That's like Tosfos can't fathom it. And then he has the Kasha from a Mishnah in Maseches Taharos, where Tosfos talks about Ganavim shenichlusu labayis. If a ganav goes into a house, so the Mishnah talks about what do you have to be choshish that they sat on, what do you have to be choshish that they did not sit on. Because again, sounds like from there, even if they're not ganavim, it's that they're not the owner, still if they sit on something, they're going to make a tame. That's why Tosas there has to come up with a totally different shot of what does the limud mean, mishkavov abo agazel. Tosas says there, mefarish ri, de gazel mishkav de chavre she gazel orosh shabale batim, she'enon michusarin. We steals items, pillows from a balabayas that is not missing anything except for Yehud. Something is stolen and it is not ra'ui l'gemar malacha. Yet that's the discussion. As we know from Milchus Tumah V'Tahara, unless something is at gemar malacha, it cannot be makabel tumah yet. So the shayla, the whole discussion here is, does a ganef or a gazlan have the authority to think gemar malacha for something that is not completed? That's the context of the Mishnah. But Tosas cannot fathom the pashas of the Gemara according to Rashi. The problem is Rashi says it and the Rambam says it. So why would we say that this is different than any other tumah, that a ganav is not going to be able to be metameh something that doesn't belong to him? So the Tosfos Rid there in Bava Kama Samach Vav Amabeis already notes this, and he says, what's the problem? And he quotes something, but you don't really know what it means. V'nira li shetam godo yesh bedavar. There's a very big reason. Tichiyehi, just like we know, dim kafasav yashav aleha. There is a halacha by mishkav azav here that it only a zav only makes something a mishkav if it's normally sat on, if it's a chair, if it's a pillow, if it's a couch. If a zav sits on a table, if he sits on a pail that's turned over, he does not make it mishkav azav. Does not become that. So the Tosfos Rid says, just like there, it's limited. Lo avi Moshe debeinim yuchal liyeshiva. Hachanami mishkav dechaver lo avi avatuma debeinim yuchal lo shelu yuchal chavir lomar lo kuma asi botzarchi. So he says, just like it has to be yuchal liyeshiva, it's also it has to be yuchal lo. Okay, what's the connection? One is roy to be sat on. One is not yours. What's the connection between the two? So we've mentioned in the past the beautiful thought of Rav Salvechik, other acronym as well. This is quoted in an article, if you want to look it up, by Rav Lichtenstein in the Sefer Zichron HaRav, which was put out a number of years ago, Lezecha Nishmas, the Rav, a number of years after his Ptira. So says there, Rav Lichtenstein quotes the Rav as saying, Davar Pashut, that the Tumah by Mishkav Azav works differently than any other Tumah. Usually there is a Mitame and a Nitma. There's something that's transferring the Tumah and something that is getting the Tumah. That's usually, and that's why Tumah always goes down a level. Mashenkin, when it comes to Tumas Mishkav, it goes across. Why does it go across? Because there's no Mitame and Nitma. Azav sits on a chair. Halachically, that is now labeled as a Mishkav Azav. It's labeled as a Mishkav Azav. Not that it became tummy from the Zav. No! It's a mitzius, just like a sheretz. A sheretz dies. Did the sheretz become tummy from anything? No! It became a dead sheretz, and now it's an avatuma. By Shechva Zera, did that become tummy from anything? No, it is tummy. So too, a mishkav azav, once that's created, it's a mishkav azav, then memela, it is an avatuma. It didn't get tummy from anywhere, and there's no mitami and nitma. I'll read it. V'hai gavna, ein azav mitami is a mishkav, ela magdiro. Ba'ofan sheshuv ha-Torah hu tishitim aso. The Torah is metame it. Ashalachin ein kan ho radas darkas ha-tumah. That's why it doesn't go down. Ki mekubal sheish metame v'nitma. And that's what happens by Azov. And that's why Rashi could say, by other tumas, it's I'm doing it. So if I'm doing it, I'm being metame, then that's it. You have to say that the tumah works even if it's not my item. Mashenki, by Gozel, if the Torah is being metame, if Hashem is being metame, Hashem could say, Chazal could say that it doesn't have this status unless it's yours. Once it's already in the world of legal definitions, but not in the world of just transferring tumah, so then we could have limits. That's why it doesn't go by, that's what the Tosfos Rid means. Just like there's a halachic legal definition if it's not normally sat on, so too there's a halachic legal definition if it's not normally, if it is not yours. Fine. There is one other, right? Even though, let's say in the case of a Zav sitting on something that's not meant to be sat on, it's not a Mishkav Zav, but if he's touching it, there is that second level down. A Zav still has that regular transference of Tumah from an Av to a Rishon. It's just the Chiddush of Mishkav Zav is it goes across in cases where it is Ro'i Lihi Shachev Alav. So that's the Minchas Chinuch's discussion in the last Mitzvah, Kuf Ayin Ches. Osches, and then he relates it to the Rashi and the Rambam in Os Tezvav. Okay, today's mitzvah, and we'll see what else is not counted, is relating to the karbanis that a zav brings. So again, reading the chinuch, lahakriv azav karban achashi estrapei mizovo. Azav has to bring a carbon after he gets healed from his ziva shene'emar. V'chiyatar azav mizovo, u'bayam ha'shmini yikach lo shtei sarim. So he has to count shivanekiyim, which we'll get back to, and then he has to bring two birds. V'akarban ahu shtei torim u'shtei b'nei yona. They have to bring a pair of birds. They have to bring the same birds. One, two torim or two b'nei yona. Echa l'chadas v'echa l'ola. One chatas, one ola. V'hu nikra mechusar kapara achi yakrivuhu. And he is called mechusar kapara until he brings it. The Minchas Chana points out in Os Aleph that the chatas is the ikar one by the zav. That's ma'akev achilas kachim. Once he brings his chatas, which has to be brought first, as we know, chatas is always called him la'ola with one exception, but generally chatas is always called him la'ola. So the chatas is what's ma'akev. Once he brings the chatas, he can eat kachim, and the ola is just mechuyiv upon him, but that does not hold him back. Did not hold him back. Okay, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, Masha Kasavno Lomala, the Shar Shia the Mitzvah is similar to what we said earlier about the Karban of the Mitzorah. We mentioned, if you remember, that the Rambam counts all four Karbanas, so the Mechusri Kapara separately, Zav, Zav, Yoledes, and Mitzorah, all four separate Mitzvahs, besides the institution itself of Ziva, of Yoledes, of Mitzorah, he counts the Karbanas separately, and the Rambam himself says, because each Karban is different. So you can't just say, oh, Mechusri Kapara. They're all different Karbanos, so therefore, one has to count them separately. We'll talk about this in a couple of days. What about Zav and Zava? Why are those even counted separately? The Rambam also deals with that. So we'll see if we have time for that today. If not, we'll do that in a couple of days. Says the Chinuch Lo Mishar Shia Mitzvah, Masha Kasavna Lamala. The Shar by the Mitzvah is, Ki Inyan Karban L'Rameis L'Hashpalas Yetzer HaGuf HaMisaveh V'La'alos Nefesh HaSeichel. It's to lower the desirous physical body, which caused the ziva, as we mentioned yesterday, from the Svarno and from the Chinuch, v'la'alos nefesh ha'seichel, and to bring up the intellect. V'lachen k'shen esrapeh ha'zav, roi lo lahakir ruah tavasos. That's why we bring a carbon, to make me think about the carbon being shechted, the blood being spilled, u'lahayshir gufa b'chol kocho, and to straighten my guf in as many ways as I could do it, u'b'inyin ha'carbon yaskal lakachas moser. And that will hopefully give me the message. There's a very important discussion of something that the Chinuch does not mention, and the Rambam does not mention it, but Rav Sadia Gaon mentions it. If you look in Rav Sadia Gaon, he seems to count the counting of a zav and a zava as a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah, because as we know, the process of tahara is shivanekiyim, as long as the zav saw at least twice. Remember, twice is shivanekiyim, and three times is a shivanekiyim and a karban. Sviras Zava and Sviras Zav is a separate mitzvah. It's always hard to know in Rav Sadia Gaon because he wrote his whole Sefer Mitzvah as a poem, so every mitzvah is one or two words. But if you look in Sefer Mitzvah Rav Sadia Gaon, Rav Rechem Fischel Perlau, in Chelek Aleph, page 797, there he discusses this machlokas, and he says, most Rishonim do not count this as a separate mitzvah, like the Rambam and the Chinuch. They count the mitzvah of Tumah Zav and then the mitzvah of Karbanah Zav. But Rav Sadia Gaon seems to have it as a separate mitzvah. He has, the words he counts is, Zava, Lispar, Ulahakriv. That's his Lashon, three words. So Zava, to count, and to be makriv. So it sounds like it's separate mitzvahs. The sphere Zava, Zava, mitzvah gemura, he bekum va'asei. That's what the Yerach Mitchell Perlau continues. And he says, it must be similar to, maybe you'd even have to count, make a bracha on the Sviris, according to him. You don't have to say that, but that is a discussion of Rav Sadia Gaon. Most other Rishonim, or all other Rishonim, I should say, do not count it as a separate mitzvah. If you look at the Ramban in Emor, when he talks about, the contrast to Sviras HaOmer, which all Rishonim count as a separate mitzvah, why is Sviras HaOmer counted as a separate mitzvah while Sviras Zava and Sfira Zav is not? So the Ramban says, the Tamu Svartam Lachem Kamo Lakhtam Lachem, Shetahil Sfira Vlakicha Lakolach Vechad, Sheyimne Bepiv, the Yaskir Khajbonu, Kashakibler Abu Sainu, when it comes to Sfira Saomer, or Lachem by Dalin Minim, that's for each person to do. The Ain Kane Vesafar Lo Vesafra La Dizavin. But Sfira Vizav and Zava are not like that. Shaharei imratzu omdim betumasan. Oh, why? Like the Rabban said elsewhere. Because they can remain tamei all their lives if they want. They don't want to go into the base of Mikdash. They don't want to eat karbanis. Okay, they'll remain tamei. You can't do a Sfira Saomer. You have to count. And by Lukachtam Lachem, you have to shake a lulav. So that's why those are counted as mitzvahs. This one is voluntary. Ela shelo yishkachu. It's just, if you do it, you don't want to forget. That's what you count. V'chein v'safarta l'cha d'yovel, shetizayir b'mispar shelo tishkach. And therefore, one does not need to count. That's what the Ramban says. That's what the Radvaz says. The Radvaz in the Tshuva in Chelek Dalad, Simen Chaf Zayin. The Radvaz also there says Dibinida kivin sherasa sasra lagamre. Ve'in lonikiyas klau. Ava batainis v'chulu. Let me just find the line. Ava sphira zayin akiyim. Eina mitzvah hechrachit. Shariyim lo ratzta lihi zakik labal. Ulihi kanes lamikdash. V'lo lechol kachim. Ela lihi shar temea kol yamel. Which is biyada. Lefichach eina mivareches. Ve'ina mosiyah hasira b'fiha. Ve'ina tzricha me'umar. Afilo divrechem. V'chulu v'chulu. So that's what many Rishonim hold. But if you look at the mitzvah Samelach, he discusses also the sheets of the Rambam, who also does not hold of it, but he just adds one ha'ara, and that is, remember, we discussed earlier in Sefer Vayikra, the Rambam does count as separate mitzvahs, checking the simanim of kosher animals, checking the simanim of grasshoppers, and then of birds, and of behemoths. So the Rambam already counts that. Let's think about it, says the Mitzvah Samelach. You don't have to eat animals. But once you decide to eat animal, checking and the process is counted as a separate mitzvah. So to here, what's the difference? Why is it that Bedikas Simanim is counted as a separate mitzvah, while Svira Zav and Zav is also figuring out and trying to know, that's not counted as a separate mitzvah. What's the difference? So says the Mitzvah Samelach, what you need to say is, Vitzarech Lomar, you have to say there's a difference. Whether the process has inherent value in terms of the mitzvah, or it's just to get to the result. Delagabe bidika simanim, when it comes to the bidikas of simanim, af debeino rotza lechol, even if you don't want to eat. Leka mitzvah klal leida, before you decide to eat, there's no mitzvah to know. But mikal makam, kisher rotza lechol, ika mitzvah, sheyeda sheyesh bahem simani tara. Once you decide to go down this path of eating, there's a mitzvah say to know the simanim. And that yediya is a mitzvah itself. And that's what the chinuch even mentions. Remember that chinuch, unbelievable, extreme chinuch and mitzvah kufnun gimel. If you eat, and it has to be a kosher animal, but you didn't check before and you just find out that it was kosher afterwards, if you're mevatel the mitzvah say. Unbelievable chinuch. Mevatel, you eat kosher. If you didn't check Patika Simani before and if you didn't know it was kosher, you mevatel the assay. He does not say that here. If a woman has shivan akiyim and she didn't count to the end, but she ended up being tar, that's it. I'm mevatel an assay. Masha, because that yidia is not an inherent mitzvah. Masha enkein, bedin zayin akiyim, afkisha rotze litbo leka mitzvah leida, rak dedinu dim hayu lo im lo hayin akiyim kol shiva, so seres kol hayamim, aval hayidia gufa lo avi mitzvah. So this is the explanation. He doesn't say why, right? He describes, which is exactly what the Rambam seems to say, that yediyah by bdika simanim is a mitzvah itself, while yediyah of the zayinakiyam is not a mitzvah itself. You have to go to the next question, and that is, why should that be? Why by animals is it a mitzvah itself, and why by nida, and by zava and zav, is it not a mitzvah itself? Okay, either way, this is what the discussion is of the Rambam, and the other Rishonim. The Achronim quote the Shlach Kadosh, I think it's quoted in Piskei Tshuva and Ilchas Nida, that the Shlach Kadosh says, not a bracha, but at least a woman should say beferish, bepeh, when she is doing Shiva Nikiyim. So, Zeh Yom Rishon, Zeh Yom Sheni, Zeh Yom Shlishi. That is quoted in the Achronim. The Shlach Kadosh, we generally don't assume that one has to do that. And also, really, we just assume that a woman has to know that she is in a state of Tara. That's why even if a woman asks a Shaila during Shiva Nikiyim, if the posting doesn't have an answer right away, the posting would say, you know what, think of yourself as Tara, unless you know otherwise. Tar until proven otherwise. That's generally what we assume. But again, counting beferish is not needed because it's not a separate mitzvah. Like the Rambam here. The other suggestion the Achronim say is that maybe the Rambam includes the Svira, even though he doesn't say it, in this mitzvah. Karbanos of Azav means the process of Tara of Azav. And that includes counting and the Karbanos. That's another way that one could suggest why the Rambam doesn't count it. Maybe it's included in the Tara process. Okay, let's continue a little bit. Says the Chinuch, Dini HaMitzvah, Kegon Mashamir Zecharon Lavracha, Shekarban Mechuzer Kippurim, Eino Tzorach Das Bailim, as he said earlier, that a Mechuzer Kapara is the only carbon that does not require the Das of the Bailim. One can give it on their behalf without their knowing. The Menachas Chinuch did mention earlier, and he quotes it here again, at the end of the Menachas Chinuch, here on Kufayin Tes, that maybe only the Chatas does not need Das Bailim, because that is what is the important carbon that accomplishes what a mechusar kapara needs. But the ola, maybe it's just like all other carbonas that require das bailam. The Menachas Chinuch mentioned that, he quotes it here, back in Kuf Ayin Vav, Os Ches. He said there, avala ola eats a mechusar kapara, ogabi mitzora, efshar, tekai gabna lukil satora. There's no special limit, only by chatas. Vitzarcha ola, bechol mechusar kapara, Right, so maybe that needs das bailam. So that's the minchas chinuch. Maybe it's only by chatas and not by ola. Okay, that's his suggestion. But either way, something doesn't need das bailam here. The rest of the pratim, if one wants to know more about this, could look in Maseches Zavim. And can look in the parsha, our parsha, Parsha's Mitzora. Finishing up, v'nuheges bezman abayis applies bezman beis hamikdash v'yover aleha v'lo hikriv b'karban b'tilasei. If somebody's a zav and they don't bring their karbanis, let's say they want to stay tamei or stay not tamei fully, but stay not going into the beis hamikdash, so then that is b'tilasei v'hu mechusar kapara v'chaval al reishei imais v'yisa avonu b'nafsho. Whoa, strong language. Woe is to a person who dies without bringing a carbon for his avon. So the chinuch says, you know, one should really try to do their best in terms of bringing this carbon of his up. We'll have to talk about, we didn't get to today, what the difference is between why the Rambam counts both carbonus of his up and carbonus of his up separately. He mentioned why the Mechusri Kapar are all different, because Mitzorah and Yoledis have different carbonus. But what about his up and his up? We will have to see why he counts that separately, why he counted that as today's mitzvah kofayin test, and Rav Hashem, in the future, I don't know when the next year will be, sometime, maybe Cholomoyin, maybe after Yontif, we'll have to see why the Rambam counts Kuf Pei Gimel, also the last mitzvah mitzvah, why he counts that separately. Okay, we will have to, see, and we will continue. Okay, we will, stop here.